This is a Patreon preview.
This is our second casino tour that we did. The last one we
This
went
one's on.
On
purpose.
Okay, but the last one that we went on, can you let us know how you did? You don't have to give us numbers.
I lost big time.
Biggest loss you've ever suffered in your life?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Never even was up once.
Right. Now, you're in Louisville now. Okay, let's just, like, get back to where we were. Were you doing good at all?
Nope.
Okay, so you're
dead. Lost immediately, got there, immediately lost first casino we went to, and just kept losing.
Cherokee, yeah.
Never
my
once.
My favorite casino we went to. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, no, not mine. Never once was up at all. Uh-huh. If I was up, there was points in the trip where if I was up, I think I was telling myself I would quit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You wouldn't
because I got
anymore.
So down.
Even though we had like 20 more casinos to plan.
I would quit. My plan was I would quit and then I would take out a little bit of cash and do little bets
right.
at every slot machine.
Mm-hmm. There's one point. Okay, so we got. Okay, let's just try to think in our head what happened. After Louisville, we went to St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
St. Louis, good show.
Yeah.
I'm drawing a blank.
Great show.
Oh, great show. The best sound person that we had.
Justin.
There.
Shout out Justin.
All the fans, we talked to a lot of fans afterwards.
Yeah.
They were normal people.
No, what do you mean?
They were easy to have a conversation
oh,
with.
Oh, yeah, friends.
Friends. They were like friends.
This is
style.
What you find when you go on tour in these little towns. You encounter people at the show. The right. shows aren't as full or whatever, but the people are like people that you would just be friends with.
And I'm not saying that in contrast to other shows. Mainly all the shows were nice people.
Yeah.
Friends.
For sure.
And we that night we went to
Horseshoe,
which is like close to downtown, and that was a great dude. It's hard thinking about these casinos because they're all bleeding into each other.
I don't remember. Was that the one with the hotel that had the huge lobby?
That was the one with the inside huge lobby with the waterfall
and the skywalk.
You had to walk through the skywalk to get to the casino floor.
Yeah, whatever it's called. Man,
that sounds cool.
Yeah,
that was a good one. I did lose.
Right,
and you got to see the big thing.
Yeah, oh yeah, with the arch.
Yeah,
we saw that.
The little fucker.
That thing's like big as hell.
Yeah.
It's huge, man. Saw that little thing.
You're not going to guess what happened, though.
What?
I was like, hey, I need to see the arch. And they let me get out of the car and see it, and I had sex with it.
Clay fucked its pussy.
I fucked its pussy.
You fucked it in the pussy hole?
People don't know. The arch has a pussy, and I fucked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Clay said, I got to go get my nut.
Yeah.
He buttered that egg.
I have to dish out some butter.
Oh, wow.
For that bread.
Yeah.
Bread being its pussy.
And is there a McDonald's there?
Somewhere around there. I was too busy fucking the arch to really get a grasp of what was around me.
Can you believe we didn't go to McDonald's one time on tour?
No, we did.
You never go to McDonald's.
Where?
In Vegas, we dropped Jeremy.
Oh, we didn't go there. We just dropped Jeremy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so St. Louis, bad. Lose. I'm a loser. I'm a shit eating loser.
Yeah, I won.
And did you? Yeah, Clay won.
Got the first hand pay.
Clay got his first ever hand pay.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
On one of those old games that like is just so satisfying when you win, but it just seems so fucking hard.
Right.
They're like seven and bar games.
It makes those like beautiful noises when you win.
Oh, yeah. And we jumped and celebrated and had a blast. That one was one of my favorite nights, and I lost.
Yep.
What I found on this tour is every night I would stay up about an hour later and
we
get less sleep.
There was every night we stayed up until 4 in the morning.
Minimum.
That's
rare. Me and Clay are sleepy guys. When we were young, like 18 years old, we couldn't stay up late enough to watch Conan.
I'm going to sleep at 10 p.m. usually.
Yeah, but there's sleep rules at jail.
Yeah, it's not just you got to go to your cell. It's they need to make sure you're snoozing.
They check. Yeah.
They want to hear your snores.
They make sure you're snoring. It's true.
You gotta get some good REM sleep so you can make thongs for Victoria's Secret the next day.
That's what they make the prisoners do nowadays.
And that I talked to one of
those horny guys in there have to make thongs.
I talked to one of the jailmen there, and I was like, how do you know Rod's asleep? And they go, oh, we have a trick. You go near a cell and you go, what am I gonna do with all this weird porn?
Oh.
And you just see if Rod jumps up. If he doesn't, he's asleep.
Yep. If his sheets get a little tighter.
Uh-huh. Or if he jumps out of bed, takes off all his clothes, gets all on the ground, and starts snorting like a pig for the porn.
Pig, yeah.
It's like a truffle pig. I'm looking for that porn.
If you want to hear this episode in its entirety or view the video version of any episode, subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/thecasinoboys.